Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering Us!
Yes! Buzzed Binging, the retrospective.
It's not like we're ending here, so.
No. We're just trying to think through what we've done and what we've liked, and this is going to be our best of, the things that we've liked best, not the best of our episodes, because honestly, we don't think we could be unbiased about that. But we do expect that there will be cursing, certainly. There will be spoilers for some of these shows, maybe, just in discussing why we like them best. And
there will definitely be spoilers in that regard.
And we are having a favorite of the show, sparkling wine. Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Always a good thing.
Also
a favorite of the show. Because, you know, let's face it, if you can get good sparkling at a cheap price, Trader Joe's is the place to go.
And I will apologize in advance that not every single show that we have covered or movie that we have covered will be reflected in my rankings.
Not mine either. So I wanted to basically explain how I divided this up. This was my idea. This is my structure. So I divided things as comedies and dramas. Not that that is an absolute, because a lot of these have overlap, you know, a comic drama or a dramatic comedy or whatever. But because that's kind of the things that we get pulled to. But I put all of the basic subjects into those two big categories. The comedies, and I just went through them alphabetically, the things that I consider to be comedies that we covered were the Cornetto Trilogy, the movies, Dairy Girls, Fleabag, My Lady Jane, Ted Lasso, The Good Place, Umbrella Academy, and some of the Christmas movies we covered are in there. I don't know that I'm going to do any ranking of the Christmas movies other than what is reflected in the actual shows, but I threw it on there because there are some comic Christmas movies that we covered. Mm-hmm. The dramatic things that we've covered, Agent Carter, the Austin-a-thon, which has series and movies, Bridgerton, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, Outlander, Sherlock, Star Wars, The Crown, Upstairs, Downstairs, and of course, some of the Christmas stuff that we covered is...
You said it wrong. Upstairs, Downstairs.
Yes, Upstairs, Downstairs. So yeah, so this is going to be the best of Buzz Binging, or the things we like the best of what we've covered so far. So my thought had been that we would do a top three comedies, top three dramas, things like that.
I will warn you right now, for top three comedies and top three dramas, I have some like honorable mentions. Like I have two honorable mentions.
That's fine.
Finding a third was kind of hard.
Right. So, and I will say up front, I think we like all of these on some level. Like, so if your favorite isn't listed as a best of, we apologize up front. You should give us notes on this. Send something to our email, which is what?
BuzzBinging@gmail.com.
Yeah, we love feedback. That doesn't involve, hey, this is how you should market your podcast. But yeah, so I actually did my top things. I did comedy series and comedy movies, though I didn't have three for comedy movies, so whatever. Anyway, so what would you say is your number three series?
Well, I'll talk about my honorable mentions first.
All right.
Beginning of Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. I think that the first two seasons in particular, I mean, the two of three,
yeah,
are really, really good. And they are very feel good. And they always put a smile on my face. I haven't rewatched it in a little while, but I do want to, especially with the new season that's going to be coming out soon-ish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love the first two seasons. Beginning of Umbrella Academy. Again, the first two seasons are really good.
Yeah, agreed.
I really enjoyed them. And then they got bad. And not to say that Ted Lasso got, like, really bad, but they made decisions that I was not entirely jiving with.
Well, it just stopped being funny. I mean,
They when they elongated the episodes, it took away from the punchiness of
Yeah,
like the
they needed
quick
an
pace.
editor, and I think that that's what I'm concerned about with adding another season, but that's just me. What would be number three for you?
I would say that number three is The Good Place. I really love The Good Place. I think it's very funny. And it does it have spots that drag? Yes. But I overall, I don't think that there's an awful season of it. And it's
That's
so
true.
easy to watch. It's very, oh my God, it's just so easy. Yeah, like it's just one that I can go back to and I know I will enjoy. And regardless of if it's like a slow episode or whatever, I will always enjoy those characters and there will be very funny moments that I can draw from. I have very fond memories of watching it. So I would say The Good Place is my number three.
So that's interesting. I think what I ended up doing is like taking an average of good versus bad overall. If I were doing a grading system, like obviously we do at the end of each episode, if I were going to average the grades, like the really good versus the really bad. So my third season was my third series was actually Umbrella Academy, and the reason I say that is the first season is amazing,
Sex and
so
Innocence,
it's
also good.
also really good, and then like the last two seasons, the last season is just terrible. So
It
it's
just
kind of,
makes such baffling
it does,
decisions.
and it's so disappointing because you love the characters by then, and you're like, oh, why are you doing this? You ruined them. And I feel like, if I could just cut out those other two seasons, it might be the best overall. I don't know, but obviously you can't. So I put it as number three, whether it deserves it or not. And as we talk about it, it affects how I think about things too, because there it brings back memories. But anyway, so what was your second best?
My second best is actually a movie we covered. But not the one that you're thinking of. I don't know if you remember, we also did New Year's movies. And so of
Awful.
course I have to say When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, see, now you're making me really think, but okay.
I fucking love that movie. It is my favorite rom-com and I don't foresee that changing. If we had covered Princess Bride, I think that that would have knocked down the third my third down to an
Okay.
honorable mention, but we haven't. But I do love both of those movies. I love Rob Reiner movies. They are very feel good. I love them.
Yeah.
I especially love When Harry Met Sally. That is my kind of a romance movie. I love Friends to Lovers. I love how down to earth it is and how it is very frank with how it handles their emotions, and the miscommunications are normal,
Yeah.
and they it just it the character flaws make a lot of sense, and they don't change too much over time, but they do have development of like growing into themselves and figuring out what they actually want and what they want from each other. And I think that that's more realistic than like someone having so much character growth, even over like the decade that these two characters have known each other, and or known of each other at least. But I love everything about that movie. I don't think
Yeah.
there is a thing I despise.
Honestly, When Harry Met Sally, I mean, in the division between series and movies, When Harry Met Sally is always going to win. Like, and if we covered all the rom-coms I've ever seen that I've ever liked, it's going to be in my top three, period. The others being probably Princess Bride, possibly Princess Bride, Philadelphia Story, I
I do
absolutely
like
love.
Philadelphia Story.
That there are a couple that I just absolutely love. But When Harry Met Sally is has been a favorite for my lifetime. So, I mean, since I was, just out of college. So it really is a great movie. And so that.
Not only is the story great and the ending is perfect and the casting is fantastic, it's not what you'd expect. Even though Meg Ryan is like a well-known rom-com person, Billy Crystal is not. And I love Billy Crystal in this movie.
Yeah, I think the thing about When Harry Met Sally that is, I like things that really hold up over time. And you were talking about, I have mentioned this possibly on podcast, definitely off podcast, that for the most part, especially when we're talking about like romance novels, my ability to suspend my disbelief is usually enhanced by, hey, it's a historical romance novel. So like I
Or the
can
guy's hot,
or
or
right, well, but no, for me, it's usually like it's in a fantasy genre or it is, you know, a historical thing where, yeah, people might actually talk like that. The thing about this movie, about When Harry Met Sally, is that's how actual humans still speak. I mean, this is how people talk to each other in this day and age. They don't have this flowery, lovely, you know, conversation. The flaws are very relatable, and you know, the lifestyle is very
Yeah,
relatable.
and as I said before, the frankness of even the love declaration at the end is just so down to earth of just like laying your cards out on the table and not being like all poetic about it. You just are stating facts of like, I like that you're the last person I want to talk to at night, and you're the first person I want to see in the morning. I want to ask you about your day, and I love that you look at me like you're annoyed like that. And I love everything, like very just frank and to the point, and it's beautiful, and I love it.
I do too.
And the performances are fucking fantastic. I love Carrie Fisher. I oh
Oh,
my
good.
God,
Everybody in this movie is
everybody
great.
is
And
on their A
I'll be
game.
honest, it had not even crossed my mind until you said it, and so it made me switch my movie rankings. But good.
Figures.
Great.
But also, I also love the humor. The humor, it's not always going for the quip. It's going for the dry, sarcastic sense of humor. Like, well, that symptom is fucking my wife. Like, it's like that was the first thing I thought of when I wrote this. I love that line.
That is
And
so good.
I, it's just, I, again, I love that they are just normal people going through normal things and figuring things out at a slow pace, but like, it doesn't feel like it.
No, and that's
Oh, I love that movie. It's the perfect movie. If it was, if I wanted to, since I didn't split it up by series and movies, I wanted to like, if this is technically on par with my number one pick, but or even above it, but I just wanted to include it here. I
That's
don't well think
done.
of me saying number two as it meaning anything. When Harry Met Sally is my favorite rom-com, and it will probably always be unless something insane comes along.
Right. So, of the comic series that we covered,
Well, what about your number two? Oh, okay. I was about to say.
my number two is Dairy Girls. I love Dairy Girls. Again, like you said, you know, you could just hang out and visit with these people, and it's like, oh yeah, I relate to them. You know,
Very
there's
similar to The Good Place.
yes, exactly. It's like we Seamus is always for me, like a thing. I can really relate to the awkwardness and the, you know, stupidity and the irony and just like all of the things that happen in that show. And it's short, it's sweet, it's punchy. You get Liam Neeson on there. I mean, it's great. It's great stuff. And so it's number two. And number two to me, because a number of the things that are important to me in a comic series are done really, really well with this. And that is that they start decently, not amazing. It ends decently, not amazing. There's not ever like a complete bottom out. There's no like, what the hell happened in season two? You
It's
know,
a
like
mercifully short series,
it's
both in like
short.
episode length and season length.
Yes. So that there are very few episodes, if you listen to our coverage of it, there are very few episodes where we're even like, well, that dragged a little bit, or the pacing was off. It's not like that at
It's
all.
not.
It is punchy, it's quick, it's well edited, it's funny. They're great performances, and it's again relatable and cool. So I think Dairy Girls is, as a series, it's gonna be my number two.
It's funny that you say that because it's my number one.
As we talk about it, I realize like, my standards are a little like Ted Lasso. I don't
I'm curious what your number one is for
know.
series now, but I adore Dairy Girls. It
I
makes
love
me
Dairy Girls
think,
too.
just thinking about it makes me want to rewatch it.
Yeah, of
And
course.
there are, I could
What?
watch literally,
Episode one of season
I'm
three.
aware it's like the best season, sorry, it's the best episode of television probably ever. But
I
I,
don't
not
know about
ever, but like
that.
it's
It's way up there. It's
for
way up there.
comedy, yes it is. But like for
So funny though.
ever, it's up there for me. It's why it's an A plus 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 plus, like a Ralph from
Yes. Oh
Christmas
yeah,
Story.
it's great.
But I Oh my God. Just thinking about, I could drop myself into any episode and I could have like such a fun time,
Yes.
regardless of what it
Yeah.
is.
I love
Like,
Derry Girls.
there are so many episodes that are springing to mind of like the train episode
Yeah, exactly.
or the haunted house episode or the going to a concert episode. Like, I mean,
Or the
there
stupid party where they're bitchy girls. And
are.
it's like, oh yeah, that's
Yeah.
definitely.
The away, the Catholic and Protestant away camp episode. There are so many, but season three, episode one absolutely is the best one. But
Yeah.
I do think that there are so many things, and I love the
Yeah.
balance that it strikes because it is funny all the time, but it does give some space to when it is set. Even like the flashback episode is really, really funny.
It is.
And
It
you
is.
know, it's, I feel like it's hard for many series, especially comedy series, to really hit the nail on the head each time. But I feel like Derry Girls did that. And I, again, even if they're episodes that are not my favorite, it doesn't mean they're bad. Honestly,
Yeah.
like a bad, a quote, bad episode of Derry Girls is probably better than like anything from Ted Lasso season three.
Yeah.
Or,
Well, and that's the problem. Like, so I actually, and I will
and I
confess
love
this,
Ted Lasso.
right? I will confess that I put as number one Ted Lasso, and the reason
That's
for
fair.
that is because the first two seasons are fucking amazing. They're
Yeah.
great. And then they fucked with it. And, I almost like
Yeah.
want to just erase that they ever happened. Like, and it's so funny to me because when you talk to people about Ted Lasso, because people will be like, oh, did you watch Ted Lasso? And it's like, yeah, I loved it, except for season three. Many of them haven't gotten to season three. Like, they
Yeah, they
just started
missed
watching
it.
it. So they aren't people who get committed and actually watch everything all the way through the way we do.
But
But,
binging.
right, binging, they don't do that. So they miss out, on like that, or maybe they get the best of it. Like, they don't have that comparison in their head. But there's a lot of brilliant writing.
I will say it has been a while since I've watched season three of Ted, or any of Ted
No, it's
Lasso, as I
bad. Season
mentioned.
three is bad.
Well, no, I have watched it in like at least a year or two, so I am, again, since the new season's coming out, I am tempted to rewatch just to see
You'll
if
have to
it fits any
see.
better than what I think it is. And I really do hope it is, but I don't know. There's no way of knowing until I do watch it. But yeah, I think that's absolutely fair because the first few
Yeah.
seasons are fucking
I mean,
fantastic.
and honestly, when you mentioned The Good Place, it was definitely in consideration for the top three for me. The reason that I felt like the conceit of The Good Place got repeated over and over. And that kind of bothered me. It didn't have enough variability to me.
After talking about it, I do think I would switch out The Good Place in my third ranking with Ted Lasso because I think the highs of Ted Lasso are better than the highs of The Good Place. So I'll switch those out, but otherwise, I stand with what I said.
Yeah, so movie-wise, I had only written down the Cornetto trilogy because all of them are hilariously funny. Although, like, the first two are just like Shaun of the Dead
Oh
and
my God, they're so good. And I do like At World's End. I do like
it's
that a
not
lot.
quite as good.
It's just not quite as good, but it's still great.
Yeah, they're still brilliantly funny. I mean, and well edited, sharp, all of those things. I love them. But when you started mentioning When Harry Met Sally, that's gonna win in the
It
movie.
does
It's
win. It
just gonna
just
win. It's
wins.
just gonna win.
It just wins.
And right after that, like in the middle, I didn't write anything, but when you start thinking about some of those Christmas comedy movies, some
Yeah.
of them are just fantastic. I love Holiday, which was our other New Year's movie.
Oh yeah. I
Yeah.
thought you were talking about The Holiday. I was just like,
No,
oh.
no, no, not that. No,
I mean,
not
The
that.
Holiday's fine, but like
No, I'm talking about Holiday, which is the one with Katherine Hepburn and Cary Grant because,
yeah,
Cary Grant.
I do love
Yeah,
him. I love Cary Grant. Oh my
I
God.
do too. He's
If
good.
you
That
want to
comes in
know my
second.
type, it's Cary Grant.
Isn't he everyone's type? Isn't that the point?
Amen, sister. But
But I would put
I will
Holiday as second,
say,
but When Harry Met Sally wins
yeah, I will
in
say
the
I did
cover.
switch like the numbers just beca on my top three comedies of one, When Harry Met Sally, two, Derry Girls, three, beginning of Ted Lasso, because I think it's fair if we are ranking them like that, that's what the ranking is. Because nothing will really ever top When Harry Met Sally for me as far as the balance of relatability. And again, that movie does not drag.
It
It is
doesn't.
Perfect.
I will say this about movies versus series in the comedy realm that we have covered. The movies definitely are better. And I feel like that's because they have time to actually think through like a plot and edit it, and they don't have to fill time. And I think that that's always the negative for a comedy series, is that sense of I have to fill time. And I think that's part of why the British model of, doing shorter series and, the Dairy Girls model, with shorter episodes or episodes that don't have to fill a specific amount of time, works so much better because there isn't that sense of, oh, I need 30 minutes, And I recognize that The Good Place is supposed to be on more of that model, but I think it still has, it has, it's an Apple TV, I think, and it still has that sense of I've got to fill an exact number of minutes. And I think that that's where it goes awry, like, oh, I have to, be within this trope. I have to whatever. And I think that the later parts of The Good Place are not as good. But anyway, I agree. So we also have top three drama series and top three drama movies for me because I did both.
Did you want to go ahead and do movies? Because I only included one movie.
Oh yeah, sure. So my number three in the movies, and this is of course a series of movies, but my number three in the drama movies is Star Wars. And as we recently covered it, you probably are aware as listeners that the later movie, the last movie particularly, is pretty horrible, and the prequels are pretty horrible, but the good stuff is the good stuff, and they're classics that hold up. The middle three, fantastic. And even the first couple of the
Return of the Jedi, I'll take or leave, but
yeah but
yeah, the middle two.
yeah I mean the beginning of the series is amazing. So what you obviously don't have a number three.
For movies.
Yes.
Well, if I had to think of it off the top of my head, if I know that this isn't a, it's not, it's a specific one from a series of movies, but I would say Empire. I love Empire. I think it's
My favorite
awesome.
movie.
And so I would say Empire Strikes Back
Yeah.
as my third.
So my second, and I again, I'm clumping things together because, it was easy. But was the Austinathon. There are a bunch of really good, and I'm thinking about it this way. It's like if you're just scrolling on your TV
Oh, wait.
and you're like, okay, there's the 2005 Pride and Prejudice.
I
I'm
was about to say,
like, really? And then
I was just now looking
I gotta watch it. Oh, hell yeah.
for,
It's sense of mobility on. Yeah, okay,
I was just now looking for a place to put 2005 Pride and Prejudice, and there isn't for my rankings, but I absolutely agree.
yeah, I think it would go anywhere. And honestly, even some of the lesser movies and the series I did not rank, the series that we did in these rankings, because it's always a bigger time commitment. But when I was thinking about like best drama, if it just happens to be on, am I going to stop and watch it? I'm absolutely 100% going to stop and watch even the good Persuasion. That the summer, whatever. Yeah, the one that's a good one.
Oh God,
Yeah,
that made me
I'd watch
want to.
that. Absolutely.
You can really tell how I feel about a historical.
Rupert Penry Jones, isn't that his name?
It was Rupert.
Do not fuck off, Rupert.
No, we don't want him to fuck off at all. But that you can always. I can always judge my reaction to a historical drama if it's very effective if I start screaming. And there were a couple of Austinathons like 2005 Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility 1995, That Persuasion 2007 or 8,
Emma with Gwyneth
2009 Emma for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, the series. You like the series
I
better.
loved the series.
Yeah. Well, okay, and it had what's the space on the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He was in everything.
He's
What
in
God, what
everything.
is his
I
name?
don't remember and I'm
Fuck.
losing my mind. Anyway, so
Now I'm making it
but
up.
yeah, the Austinathon, I like pretty much any Jane Austen anything would be something I would stop and watch.
Give me one second. Johnny Lee Miller
Oh, Johnny Miller. Oh, love
and
him.
Michael Gambon.
Oh yeah, love him. Love him. Anyway, so but number one for me, because I did actually write them all down, are Harry Potter movies. They have been on during the week. It's not even Harry Potter weekend, it's Harry Potter all the time. And as like just a universe that I can hang out in, Harry Potter I can hang out in anytime. And so Harry Potter is gonna be number one in the drama movies for me.
Sure.
And honestly, as a series, series of movies, the weaker links are kind of at the beginning. They
For the
act,
most part,
yeah, for the
yeah.
most part.
Order of the Phoenix without the context from the book is a weak one for me.
None of them are bad.
No, none of them are
And
bad,
I
bad.
think that that's really kind how I feel about it. So anyway, what was your drama movie?
Oh, I have two honorable mentions. And no, and I didn't have any drama movies. I had one in my ranking
Oh,
for
okay. So
overall.
where is it in your overall?
It's number three.
Oh, okay.
So my two honorable mentions are Sherlock. I love Sherlock. I think it's awesome. Even the episodes that drag, I still find enjoyment in. But yeah, I do love Sherlock. And the beginning of The Crown is the other one. I really love the
That's
first
the
two seasons of The Crown. I
oh,
also
that's
really
the
do like parts of season four, but the and parts of season six as well. But there's some
season five
drop
sucked
offs
that.
in season five and season three for me personally. So yeah, that's what I'd say. So n my number three is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh,
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
this is why I didn't really get into the Christmas movie, because It's a Wonderful Life is a movie I have to watch every year.
It's so good.
It's so
It really
good.
is. And I think, I don't know, it just, it makes, it
Oh, now you're making
really,
me feel bad.
it puts life in perspective. Whenever you're feeling down, I think that it's a great movie to watch because it's not
Now I have to
afraid,
re-rank. I'm sorry, go
it's not
ahead.
afraid to get into the nitty-gritty, much like when Harry met Sally. It's not afraid to get into the nitty-gritty of like, you are allowed to feel hopeless, and you are allowed to feel like depressed and sad, but you also need to put everything in perspective of these are the really amazing things in your life that are worth it. And I think that everyone could use that kind of pick me up or that
The
perspective at one
reminder,
point or another. And around the holidays is probably the best time to get it. And so I've always appreciated it for that reason. Also, the performances are perfection. And I mean, it's a feel good, well, it's a feel good movie, but it also is one that it makes you face hard truths about that put you and your life in perspective as well as the characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've always really, ever since I
It's a
watched
great
it,
movie.
I
That
think I
might, I
watched
think it's like
it.
it's in a category by itself. But yeah,
It is,
definitely outshines Harry Potter, sorry. Yeah,
Again, I the way I ranked them is series are taking prominence because we've covered more, but I do love It's a Wonderful Life.
it's Wonderful Life.
But
It's
I
great.
always feel like I need to watch it around the holidays and not usually outside of the holidays, so I couldn't really rank it that much higher.
So series wise,
North Knight, number three.
my number three is Sherlock. And I love Sherlock. I think it is well constructed. I don't think that there are, again, a couple of episodes that are less great, but overall,
Very well done.
very well done. And again, it doesn't get in your face and beat you over the head. And it's
For
just not, for the most
the
part. I mean, I feel like you don't have to watch 800 hours of TV that is basically the same thing over and over. And I think that's what I really like about it.
Yeah.
So what was your number two?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, Downton Abbey's my number two
I
also.
love Downton Abbey.
Oh,
It's,
me
and I know what your
too.
number one is, and it's because it's mine as well, but it Downton Abbey, oh my God, it's good. And
Except for
even,
season five.
yeah, well, the thing is, season five sucks ass, but it has, well, it has Rose and Atticus. That's all I can give season five. But I For all the other seasons, there are great things in it. Like, for example, season one, you've got the Matthew and Mary, will they, won't they? You have the drama with that. You've got so much character development just in the first season.
Oh yeah, the whole,
So
you know,
much drama, the
confidence thing.
inheritance,
Oh my
oh,
God,
everything.
everything.
Season two, best season, easily. Best, one of the
Season
best
two
seasons of
of
television,
television, period.
period. So good. And I love it so much. It has the whole war drama thing going for
Oh
it.
my
The
God,
love triangle. Sorry, no, the,
Lavinia.
I'm sorry, but the love quadrangle.
What? Oh my
I can't
goodness.
even call it a square because it's really uneven, but it's so good.
Trapezoid,
Yeah, I would say
yeah.
so.
Yeah, trapezoid.
Yeah, I would say so. But it just, it
Oh.
makes me want to die. I love
It's
it.
so
And then
good.
you've got like the drama coming from the war. You've got people don't make it out alive. You've got a lot of injuries you have to deal with. You see the sacrifices, and you would think that you wouldn't see it at the grand scale that is Downton Abbey of like the higher
Like
class.
they're untouched, yeah.
Exactly, but they aren't. And I
Yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
And then you obviously end on such a high note. Oh my God. High and low note, a mixed
Season
bittersweet
two is so
note.
good, but like it's like whatever.
Season three, you've got the whole inheritance, like the whole like money thing. You've got marriage stuff. You've got so many interesting ideas. You've got so much sadness. And then
Yes.
season four, you've got dealing with the grief of that. I need to re-listen to our Downton Abbey episodes. But you also got the
And we got like,
unfloppening of Tom in there, which really helps. And then season four, you get like these other love interest storylines that really work for me. And then season five, we kind of drop off a bit. But
And then season
and
six
then
kind of
season
makes
six
up
makes
for
up
it, because
for it
finally Edith gets a decent plot line for once.
for once.
But
And
yeah,
then you've
and
got
it's, is it,
Birdie.
yeah, Birdie, but what's his, the actor's name? We've seen him like 1,000 times.
Oh,
But
fuck. I don't
anyway,
know. He's Birdie.
yeah, he's Birdie.
Not to, I think it's Rupert something, isn't it? No,
Yeah,
I'm
it's
thinking of his,
Hayden
no, I'm
something,
thinking of
Hayden
his
something.
character in About Time. That's
You
what I'm
are.
thinking of. That's Rupert.
No.
But either way, it's, oh my God, it's so good. I
It's really
love it.
good.
Wait, did we ever cover About Time?
We did not.
Good. All right, good. I don't
Saw it
feel.
recently. Actually saw it on a plane.
Oh,
It's
did
great.
you? I love that movie. Anyway, yeah, so that's my number two, and I know what your number one is because it's mine as well.
My number
Game of
one is, of
Thrones.
course, Game of Thrones.
It's
And
Game of
I,
Thrones.
you know, even with the shit that is the last few episodes of season eight,
And for, I think, season seven.
Game of Thrones is amazing television.
It
It is
is.
groundbreaking. It is brilliant. The scale has been untouched. And the way you care about these characters, and you know, they're characters that, like, for the most part, you hate them on some level, many of them, but you still root for like the people that you root for. And some of them are bad people. Like Arya is a bad person,
Oh yeah, she's a
but at
weirdo.
the same time, I love her, and you know, I kind of
And
admire her.
also what I love about Game of Thrones is it's not afraid to make you sympathize with a villain, and that's something I always enjoy.
Actually, you know,
A shit person.
yeah.
But I also think that what it does really well is justify to a certain degree, but not beyond it. Because with Arya, for example, you've got all this justification of like she's creating this list because people have wronged her and her family. And she starts crossing names off the list, but then people start questioning her on it and being like, well, but what are you doing? And like she sees the consequences of the actions that she has taken or others have taken in the same order as her. And she realizes how shitty it is. And so she goes back on it and she decides that it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
And
Well, except that she does the major thing, which is she kills the Night King. Sorry, spoiler.
but again, that's part of her training of like she,
of being a
but it's a
coward.
general good though. That's the
Yes.
thing. Like that is
Yeah. I
seen
mean,
as a
that's the thing.
positive.
All of the negatives that have made her what she is turn out to be a positive. And I think that that's part of the reality is like you, it takes somebody that has skills that are terrifying to do something that is necessary.
And I love that they don't just n leave things unquestioned for the most part, as far as morality is concerned, because
Yes.
you ha half the time you have characters, especially are heroes or protagonists, as you as for the most part, their actions don't go unchecked. And like what I was just saying, and they also their morality is constantly being questioned by either themselves or others, and it makes them feel like more dynamic characters because they consider that.
And you see the justifications too, like a Cersei Lannister justifying all the god-awful stuff she does, because people do
In the
that.
very first episode, Jaime Lannister says, "The things I do for love," he justifies an awful thing
Yes.
with love.
Yeah.
And that's a majority of these people.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
what's so funny about it is like, what love
Yeah.
is worth doing this for?
Yeah.
Like crippling a child, spoiler alert, or attempting to kill a child, you know?
Well, that was the
And
real goal.
that was the real goal, you
But
know?
yeah,
But
so
it's still,
yeah.
and again, I loved seeing a lot of the character journeys. Some of them got squandered at the last second.
Agreed.
But I loved seeing the changes in that. Oh God, I need to listen to those episodes too. And so do
Yeah.
you.
And so
And
do
also, you
you.
need to tell us what you want to hear from us.
Right. Because again, we've gotten a lot out of the shows that we've watched, particularly the ones we're talking about here. So, one of the other categories I wanted to talk about is best first season or first movie in a series. And because some of the things that we've watched,
I've got two. I've got a movie and I've got a series.
I've got a movie and I've got a tie for the series. So,
Okay, fair.
go ahead.
For movie, I said Star Wars.
Yeah, New Hope is
New Hope is
what
fabulous.
it is my number one. Entryway into a universe. I think it's fantastic. I think it's really, there's a reason that it endures the way it does. It's a great movie. For series, what did you put down?
Game of Thrones.
At Game of Thrones, I tied it with the first season of Peaky Blinders because
Wait, that wasn't on the list. I
it
forgot about
was
Peaky
so on the list.
Blinders.
It's
It
on the
was not on
list.
the list that you
It is
sent me.
totally on the list.
It was not on the list that you
Well,
sent
maybe it's
me.
not.
But I forgot about Peaky Blinders.
But Peaky Blinders,
I'm going to stick with Game of Thrones then.
So Peaky Blinders as a first season, that first season is fucking incredible. It is so good. It is amazing television. The problem is that, much like we've complained about with, say, The Good Place or whatever, a lot of the storyline gets recycled over time. So by the time you're many seasons in, you're still watching essentially the same thing. Whereas like the first couple seasons are an incredible stuff for the kind of gang show that it is. The thing that makes Game of Thrones better overall as a show, and the reason that Peaky Blinders didn't even make honorable mention in my best shows, is
Later
that,
seasons.
well, that Game of Thrones has so much complexity and has so much diversity of characters. Like you have characters at the top of the heap, you've got characters at the bottom of the heap, and you're getting to see all of it. Whereas
I
Peaky
agree.
Blinders is kind of like steady, same level all the way through.
And I feel very similar about Downton Abbey, where you get to see very different.
Backgrounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that really matters.
It does matter.
Yeah.
And it's another reason why season two is so great. You get to see the war from so many different sides.
Yeah.
So we also were including best last. Oh, wait. Let me talk about Game of Thrones, which was my pick. The first season of Game of Thrones is wonderful. It is so compact. It is just 10 episodes, which is insane to me. And you get the tone right away with how serious it is and the types of people that we're going to be dealing with. And so if that isn't your speed, you can bow out gracefully and you can do whatever
You
you
could
need
do
to
that in
do
episode one, honestly.
easily. But what I love about it is it really keeps the audience on its toes with like characters dying. I won't spoil who because we've already spoiled it on this podcast, but with just a lot of that. And I think that it shows how brave they were at one time to just kind of like let people go. And even a big name in the show isn't safe.
Yeah.
And so I really did appreciate that. But yeah, it sets the tone really, really well, and it's wonderful.
But it also doesn't let down. There are some letdowns from season one, but it's not at the level of like, say, a Ted Lasso or something along those lines. So, one of the other categories I wanted to talk about was best last scene,
Oh,
because again, that one's really hard. Or best last movie.
I
And
have three kind of
ooh, oh,
floating around.
interesting. Do tell.
I know you're not going to agree with one of them, but I think the second and final season of Fleabag is wonderful. I think it's leaps and bounds better than the first
It is
season.
way better than the first
And
season, for sure.
I think if we're doing it by comparing like the seasons that you have, that is the best last season for that show. Down Abbey is another one.
Downton Abbey was my pick
Yeah, I
for best
figured.
last season.
The last season of Down Abbey, I love that it goes back to questioning characters
Yes.
and keeping them in check, because that is obviously that's something I appreciate, but especially our main character, Mary.
Yeah.
Like, you are constantly like just kind of letting her get away with so much shit over the years, and then
And
you finally question it,
yeah.
and then you're like, oh shit, maybe not.
Yeah.
And then I also put Dairy Girls because I love season three, episode one.
Well, season three, episode one is amazing. So the other thing I put down a movie, which was Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows 2, which I think, as an end to that series is well done. And I love Deathly Hallows as a book. I'm probably like a freak that way, but I do think that it,
I don't think that makes you a freak.
no, I, but honestly, the book is so much better than any of the movies, and that's true for pretty much all the books. But I feel like this does justice to the story as shown in the films. I disagree with some of the choices that they made. I would love, if the series that they're making on HBO addresses some of the losses that we got in editing. But again, you kind of have to worry that you're retreading ground, and maybe they'll do something weird just to be different. And a lot of this didn't need to be different. But I feel like as an end of a movie series, that's really good. I agree with you about Fleabag being the best, the better of the two seasons for sure. Like, it's a significantly better second season. I just
Because I find that like last seasons of shows
are usually
often
aren't
aren't.
good. Yeah.
And so if
Go
I
out
were
with a whimper.
doing, yeah, exactly. And even Downton Abbey, that's not their best season by
That's going to be
any.
another episode. We're going to talk about
And we
worst
will.
stuff. We're going to have a whole episode of worst.
But I was
So,
also saying that like if that's our criteria of like what's the best season, that is the last season, I would say is
yeah, second
easily
season
Fleabag.
Fleabag. That's fair.
I
But
love
I still don't agree.
so
I'm going
many
to say
seasons.
Downton Abbey, but.
No, I that's fair. I told you we were not going to agree on that one, but I do think that Fleabag season two is great.
So I had, and you mentioned having a random category,
I
and
have two. I have a guilty pleasure and a surprise.
okay, so that's what I wrote down. So go ahead.
Guilty pleasure, I have three.
Ooh,
I
three.
do. I
Dang.
know one of them you're not going to agree with,
Yeah.
and we'll get that one out of the way immediately. It's My Lady Jane.
Course.
I like My Lady Jane. I think it's cute. And I do think, regardless of how you feel about it, I think it is a shame that it did not get picked up for season two, because why not? I mean, at that stage in the game, like for Prime, are you kidding me? Like, you
Yeah.
could easily have made another season. You make shit all the time.
They do make shit all
I
the
will
time.
say Off Campus was really good. It's on Prime,
Oh,
and you
okay.
guys should watch it if you are into that like teeny bopper kind of
Drama. I've not watched
romance.
that,
It's
but
less
okay.
drama. Well, it is drama, but like it's, I think it's well done. But yeah, but My Lady Jane is a guilty pleasure of mine because I don't know, there's something about the female covers of classic rock and fun fantasy romance adventure elements that I just enjoy. So I have to say that
My guilty pleasure is
Bridgerton's on my list. The
Bridgerton.
other one, and I figured you weren't going to include this on any list, is Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I found a real appreciation for it this last go around, and even though it's shit and I know it, it looks like shit. It's so corny. I just love it, and I could not explain to you why, but I will try right now because it is just so dramatic. It's at a 10 at all times. And you'd think that that would be tiresome, but it's not for me.
Because Jafar is that bitch.
He's such a cunt, and I love him.
Wow,
And that is
okay.
the term. That is the term because
Oh.
that is what he is. And he is such a bitch. And oh my God, like he's so funny. Like, oh my God, if you love a crazy dramatic villain, there you go. But I also like the romance elements of that. I just found it very fun and easy to watch. Unlike a 22 episode season of Once Upon a Time, that even if it is a good season of Once Upon a Time, drags because it's 22 episodes. I really, really enjoy the 13 episode structure that they chose
Yeah,
for.
the smaller length of the series definitely helped that one. And there were good things. We talked about it.
I want to re-listen to that one too.
Yeah, but yeah, my guilty pleasure is
My
Bridgerton.
guilty pleasure is also Bridgerton.
Honestly, and we have Bridgertoned to death. Like, we've read the books,
I
we've
was
read
going to
all
include
the spin-offs
the
books.
books, but
Honestly, it's smut trash. And the
it's
show
our
is
smut
too. The
trash.
show is too, and how the show compares to the books and all of that stuff. It is something that I probably should be embarrassed about. I can't fully explain why I enjoy this because it's not Jane Austen.
No.
It's not some many of these other really well written, well edited, well whatevered, but
It's so
it's
fun.
just fun. I mean, and honestly, some of the seasons have been better than others, but
Yeah, this most recent season was great. Like
this one's really good, I
I was
agree.
very impressed by it.
Yeah, and the first season was great.
And there were elements from the other two seasons that I did enjoy.
Right, and much of it involves the production value, and the actors who I think are doing a great job.
All of them are.
But I think that is the kind of show that if like Joe Blow off the street was like, "Hey, I was looking for a show to watch. Would I recommend that to just one of my buddies?" Probably not. I'm going to start
Yeah.
with Game of Thrones for
Fair.
most of the people that I'm friends with. But Bridgerton is my guilty pleasure, and for the right kind of person, I will recommend it. Like
Yeah.
you, there
Like me.
you
That's why
go.
I read every Julia Quinn
I
novel.
got it right. Yay. My biggest surprise was Fleabag. And I mean that by season two. Like I really, when I watched it, I know I said this in our previous coverage, I was very resistant to the show. I really, a lot of it really fucking pissed me off. And still does on many levels.
In
Like,
many ways, it's meant to.
and I know it's meant to. I just feel like it makes me so angry that the comedy gets lost, but the second season is significantly better than the first. And why that is, I think we explain much more fully in our coverage of Fleabag. So
Yeah.
definitely listen to that. But that is my biggest surprise. What was your biggest surprise?
Emma 2009.
Anyway,
I had not seen
that is a big
I
surprise,
will
definitely.
say of the shows or movies for the Austinathon that we had not watched before the Austinathon, the biggest surprises to me were that Persuasion from 2007 and Emma 2009.
Both of which were excellent.
Fan fucking
Yeah,
tastic.
both of
And
them.
I oh my God, I don't know what it is, but here's the thing. Emma is not my favorite Jane Austen thing. It
Story.
meant in many ways, much like you with Fleabag, it pisses me off
Yeah.
because of Emma as a character. She's meant to be flawed. And that's not a bad thing. I'm fine with flawed characters, but her flaws in particular, and it really does depend on how she is portrayed.
Bitchiness?
Yes.
The
But yeah, it.
Anya Taylor-Joy
We're not talking about that, but
version?
I genuinely think that the 2009 version does strike a really good balance. And oh my God, Johnny Lee Miller,
Miller
perfect Mr.
makes it. He's
Knightley.
so great. I mean, I
Oh
will
God, I love
say
him.
that what's his face from the
I
Wonderful
know the
soundtrack? He
1995 one.
he's
He's great
great
too.
too.
But the other prime minister, yes, I know, but from The Crown. But yes, I. But I just love Johnny Lee Miller in that role. And I love him in both that and Mansfield Park.
Mansfield Park. Well,
Mansfield.
the problem is in Mansfield Park, his character sucks.
Also true. So in this version, at least, he doesn't suck. But what I love about Emma 2009 is I think it's four episodes. And
It's short.
it's short. It doesn't need to be 8 episodes long, Mansfield Park theme series.
Or the
And
Persuasion from 2025 or whatever it was, 2020,
well,
whatever.
that was a movie,
It
but
was
it,
miserable. It was horrible.
yeah, it, but I, it was 2022, I think. But either way, it, I really loved the way that they synthesize the plot and the way that they pace it. It also had Edmund.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Edmund was Churchill.
I forgot. Frank Churchill.
Frank
Fun, fun,
Churchill.
fun.
And Polly Walker. No, she
No,
was from
she's,
1995.
she's 95.
I was wrong.
Yep.
But either way, I think that it's great. I really enjoyed it. And I what I loved about it was the framing of these three children who grow up in such weird, different circumstances, but they all are kind of like going along this a similar-ish journey of like figuring things out with a lack of a parent. With Frank Ch Churchill, Jane Fairfax, and Emma, which I had never thought of before.
Well,
And
and it's
so,
not really framed that way in the book, so it's
no,
interesting
but
that
it makes it
they went
unique.
that way. Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
It does.
but that was my biggest surprise, pleasant surprise at
Yeah,
least.
it's definitely a pleasant surprise. And I agree that the 2007 Persuasion is really was a big surprise, and I enjoyed it. So we are going to do a retrospective of worsts, but not today. We are going to share that with you. We hope that you join us. We also hope that you give us some feedback about where we're going to go next, because while we have some ideas, which we will share in our next episode, we would love to have actual feedback about it. So we hope that you join us, and
Cheers.
cheers.